The number of Americans putting off health care due to cost has reached a new high, according to a recent poll. The Biden administration will probe the use of antipsychotics in nursing homes, and a new report shows which codes have dominated the independent dispute resolution process of the No Surprises Act. It's Thursday, January 19th. I'm Jay Carlisle-Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The percentage of Americans postponing medical treatment due to cost increased significantly in 2022. According to a recent Gallup poll, 38% of respondents reported that either they or a family member put off getting care. That's a 12-point increase compared to 2021. The latest poll was conducted between November 9th and December 2nd and marks the sharpest year-over-year increase since Gallup first conducted the Health and Healthcare poll in 2001. Other findings include respondents' gender, age, and socioeconomic status played a significant role in delaying care for a very or somewhat serious condition due to cost concerns. 32% of women reported delaying care compared to 20% of men. And 25% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 49 report postponing care versus 25% of those between the ages of 50 and 64. Only 13% of seniors reported delaying care. 34% of people earning less than $40,000 per year reported postponing care, followed closely by middle-income Americans who earned between $40,000 and $100,000 per year. 29% of those earners reported delaying care. That's compared to only 18% of respondents earning more than $100,000 every year reporting that they delayed care. The poll also found that Americans in 2022 were more than twice as likely to report that the delayed treatment was for a serious condition versus a non-serious condition. Many respondents were likely influenced by the current state of the American economy. 2022 saw the highest consumer inflation rate in more than 40 years. But Patrick Grant, senior analyst for Gist Healthcare's Member Insight team, says that inflation isn't the only reason.
One key to understanding Gallup's findings is that this recent inflation spike is colliding with a longer trend that has shifted more healthcare cost sharing onto consumers. The Kaiser Family Foundation's annual employer health benefits survey found that the average deductible for workers in single coverage has risen 140% since 2010. What this means for health systems is that it's all the more critical for them to communicate with their patients, educating them about lower costs or preventative care options, and helping them prioritize treatment that can't wait.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will audit nursing homes beginning this month to determine whether the facilities are inappropriately diagnosing residents with schizophrenia in order to prescribe them antipsychotic drugs. This is part of a broader administration effort to increase the level of care and improve safety in these facilities. Some consumer advocacy groups have argued that nursing homes use antipsychotics in order to sedate residents and that these patients receive poor care as a result. result. Antipsychotic medications have been linked to an increased risk of falls, diabetes, heart disease, or death. The Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General released a report in November that found a nearly 200% increase between 2015 and 2019 in the number of residents who were reported as having schizophrenia but lacked a corresponding diagnosis in Medicare claims. The report also noted that in 2019, higher use of psychotropic drugs was associated with nursing home facilities with certain characteristics, including a lower ratio of registered nursing staff to residents, as well as a higher percentage of low-income subsidies. CMS says the rating scores will be downgraded for facilities found to have a pattern of inaccurately coding residents with schizophrenia. Emergency department visits made up the majority of disputed claims sent to the Federal Independent Dispute Resolution Process for evaluation. This process was established by Congress as part of the No Surprises Act and provides third-party arbitration for payers and providers to determine the out-of-network payment rate. Looking at a five-month period starting on April 15th of last year, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found that the most common CPT codes disputed were emergency department service codes. These codes made up 66% of the complaints. Radiology codes were the next most common, accounting for 9% of disputes, followed by anesthesia codes at 7%. Among the states with the most IDR disputes, Texas led the way with nearly 25,000 complaints, followed by Louisiana with nearly 10,000 and Georgia with more than 7,000 disputes. As previously reported on this podcast, the federal IDR process has been overwhelmed with disputes since it was first put into place last year. More than 90,000 disputes were filed between April 15th and September 20th. That's more than five times higher than the 17,000 disputes the government originally estimated that it would see each year. This is Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.